Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's trending is Sabres got a win at home yesterday.
Back to the Sabres blue line. New Jersey changing quick up as Power sees that. He'll get the shot on Allen. There's a rebound. Scores! Tage Thompson follows the play to the net off the rush by Owen Power. And the Sabres strike first. They're up 1-0.
Ooh, Thompson got hit hard. One of the Devils, Nosen, hit him hard, square in the head, knocking him out of the game. What's notable is there was zero response from the Sabres, and I don't get what happened. Anyhow.
Lindy told them there would be a time and place for it. That was in the post
game. Okay. There was nothing at the game. There was no response during the game. There was a time and place after. Okay. Yeah. So he's setting up some sort of after school thing. Is that what it is?
In
the parking lot? Sabres at home yesterday. They did get out to a swift 3-0 lead over the Devils. And then 4-1 almost blew their lead, but did a great job of killing off two penalties and figuring out how to leave 4-3 victory. And another one.
Both teams have hit a post. Ali's got the puck. Sends it in front. Thompson. Oh, what a pass. Zucker buries it. Tage Thompson delivers the mail to number 17. And the Sabres get their fourth of the afternoon. It is 4-1.
So that was their fourth goal, their third win in a row. The streak continued. It was great on Friday night, so that's the night Rob Ray was inducted into the Sabres Hall of Fame. But rare appearance by Kim Pegula in the building. That was a beautiful moment as the Sabres squeak out another victory over the weekend. Over to basketball, Lakers sent Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a first-round draft pick to the Mavericks in charge in exchange with Luka Doncic. A couple other players as well. This is a deal no one was talking about. Major scoring elements getting shifted from one team to another. So there it is.
A 25-year-old superstar getting moved to the Lakers is, And LeBron didn't know. So that's wow.
But that's the thing. You don't talk to the Lord Savior.
I know. That is kind of crazy. Well,
that
LeBron's
was a
getting,
shock
you know.
Deal in the NBA. Trade wars heating up with the USA, Canada, Mexico, and China. I believe today is going to be negotiation day. It looks like the weekend was hardball day, where the president outlined his intentions to put taxes and tariffs, whatever you want to call it, charge a little something that comes across the border from another country. In Canada, fine trading partner is kind of in disbelief and shock. At an NBA game, they were booing the U.S. national anthem.
Oh,
as
no.
it played over the week. Yeah, oh yeah, that
oh,
is
yeah.
happening.
They did
oh,
it
wow.
at an Ottawa Senators game and a Calgary Flames game,
yep.
too, in the NHL.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Not nice.
So,
not nice.
It's not nice. Ontario has stopped selling any liquor produced in the U.S. That's one of the big things they bring over the border. So the trade war is on. I believe today is the day that the president will actually talk to the leaders of China, Canada, and Mexico to maybe try and work on a thing before we all start paying more for everything. Because
right.
that is very much in the future.
But I mean, why not start? Like, I mean, we're good friends with Canada. It
of
doesn't
course.
Seem like why not start with like China or Mexico, and then when we get to where we want to be, then talk to Canada and be like, "Hey, you've been a good ally over the hundreds of years.
Hey, bud.
Let's yeah, right, exactly.
Hey, bud, So I hope those talks happen effectively today. Punxsutawney Phil.
Oh, well.
Excellent presentation. I did like that. Beyonce winning big album of the year for Cowboy Carter. Was Beyonce winning album of the year? The 67th annual Grammy Awards at the Crypto.com Arena did not disappoint. Very heavy on the performances. Some wild performances, including backflips from Benson Boone. And it was Record of the Year and Song of the Year for Kendrick Lamar last night. That was presented by Diana Ross for Song of the Year. Now the Grammys in the books, music's biggest nights, and Beyonce this weekend announces the Cowboy Carter tour. She took to Insta saying the upcoming tour celebration of the new album. No dates or cities have been revealed yet, which is weird because usually that happens.
Well, anyhow, she always makes a stop in Buffalo, so I'm expecting that to be one of the stops. I mean, her and Jay-Z.
This is one of the first tour announcements that has no dates or cities.
No.
That's a rare thing. But that happened over the weekend. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:28.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.